With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Minneapolis today. Protests. Prominent Democrats, including Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar and Governor Tim Walz, expressing their dismay after an ICE agent shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis. The ICE agent says that he was being threatened with her vehicle at the time, and the Department of Homeland Security has described it as a domestic terrorist attack against the ICE agents. The U.S. has seized two separate oil tankers linked to Venezuela. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
We'll take that over and divert it probably to the British Isles and then hold it there for a couple of years. And so that will hurt the Russians. But that's going to hurt ultimately the Chinese because they're major consumers of energy.
And that is Colonel Robert McGinnis, the SRN News military affairs analyst. Meanwhile, President Trump is hailing the amount of oil the U.S. can expect to be getting from Venezuela.
President Trump says Venezuela will be providing 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. and pledges proceeds from its sale will be used to benefit the people of both Venezuela and the U.S. Senator Mark Warner, unconvinced.
While Venezuela's got 20% of the world's oil reserves, it's been so mismanaged that its oil production has been cut by 75%.
Warner says it could take 2 or 3 years to pay off U.S. costs. I'm Ben Thomas.
It's been slow going for reconstruction 1 year after a pair of wildfires destroyed some 13,000 residential properties in the Los Angeles area. The Palisades and Eaton fires also claimed 31 lives. And a year after those blazes, fewer than a dozen homes have been rebuilt so far. This is SRN News. North Carolina says it's true there are only two sexes.
The state has enacted a new law limiting official recognition to male and female only, as defined by their chromosomes. That means all official state documents and proceedings will deal with people only as male or female. The new law also bars any government funding for sex change operations on children and generally seeks to curb the advance of the LGBT agenda. It was passed last year with an override of the governor's veto. Michael Harrington reporting.
Millions of Christians around the world marked Epiphany on Tuesday with everything from parades and gift-giving for children to the blessing of water. The holiday is also known as Three Kings Day and Theophany in some places. It recalls a visit of the three wise men to the infant Jesus and their sense of wonder. It's also the 12th day after Christmas and closes the Christmas season. This is SRN News. A strict curfew has been imposed on a key border town in southern Nepal.
The curfew order follows protests between Hindu and Muslim groups after a mosque was vandalized over the weekend, officials say. The curfew warns that violators could be shot by security forces. Armed soldiers and police officers are patrolling the streets of Belagunj, located 80 miles south of the capital Kathmandu, which is the key border point for importing much of the oil, goods and supplies from neighboring India to Nepal. Clashes between Hindus and Muslims are rare in the predominantly Hindu nation, where the Muslim population is found mostly in border regions in the southern part of the country. I'm Charles Diledesma.
A strict curfew has been imposed in a major border city in southern Nepal. It all began with a TikTok video that some locals said contained derogatory religious remarks. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.